Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 24th. Happy Palm Sunday. Happy Resurrection Day. We have a lot going on at Mount Brook Baptist today. The kids will be waving the palm branches as the symbol of the Christ candle comes forward to the altar. This is a reminder of Jesus entering into Jerusalem. We've just been reading about this last week on the podcast and in the Project 119 readings. Then the rest of this week is super busy with lots of opportunities to be in God's Word and to be in fellowship. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, we'll have Lenten services at 12 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Dr. Gary Fenton, who used to be at Dawson Memorial Baptist, is going to be with us. He will be leading out in the services. And then on Friday, Wayne will preach the Good Friday sermon. On Thursday night, we'll have the Maundy Thursday service at 6:30 p.m. We'll take communion together and we'll be reminded of the sacrificial grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then on Friday night, there is an activity for the kids and the preschoolers called Journey to the Cross. On Sunday morning, Easter morning, we're having a sunrise service at Mountain Brook High School in the stadium, and Mark Rector will be preaching, and then we'll have services at 9 and 11. Woo! I'm already exhausted thinking about all those services, but also super excited. In Luke's Gospel today, we're in chapter 23, and we'll read part of the story of the crucifixion, verses 26 through 34. And as they led him away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. For behold, the days are coming when they shall say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. Isn't it so moving to think about the fact that even in Jesus' darkest moment, he is moving toward people in forgiveness? Let me look back at verse 34. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." As we move into our second reading, I have an exciting announcement to make. We are moving into a new book. We finished the book of Psalms and we are headed to the book of Proverbs. So head on over to the Bible Project website and look up the video on Proverbs. It is an excellent resource that helps us to realize what is going on in this book. We associate the book of Proverbs with Solomon, but not the whole of the book is written by Solomon. He is just the fountainhead from which the wisdom comes forward. There are several sections in the Proverbs. Let's just focus in on section 1, which is chapters 1 through 9. And this is 10 speeches from a father to a son. One thing that I'll mention as we look at the Proverbs is that Proverbs are not promises. There are no guarantees. For example, a proverb about living a long life if you fear the Lord, or a proverb about raising up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. These are general rules, and if you do train your children, then the hope is that they will follow God in the end, and most likely they will. But there are many exceptions, and that's why we have the whole of the wisdom literature to kind of wrestle with these ideas. Job and Ecclesiastes, they are talking about the exceptions to the rule. And here Proverbs is just reminding us that the fear of the Lord is so important in seeking out how to live according to God's word. Let's begin with Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 7, and I'll be reading in the New International Version. Purpose and theme. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Father, we want to open ourselves up today to your wisdom. We want to have fear of you, a reverence of you, so that we might be knowledgeable. Help us not to be fools who despise wisdom and instruction. And so, Lord, as we go through this journey of the Proverbs, would you teach us from your word? Would you remind us of your faithful love? And would you help us, Lord, to gain practical skills for living according to your word? We love you and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.